The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
On a Sabbath day, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man." And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord.
You know, 18 years ago, I took a leave of absence from the priesthood, and I played juvenile probation officer for a little over a year. Now, that's a different homily, but during the orientation, they were talking about all these gyps kids. I'm thinking, why are they calling these kids names? Well, GIPS stands for Juvenile Intensive Probation Services. And I became a GIPS officer. And that program was an alternative to juvenile corrections. It meant that the kids who were under more intense scrutiny had to do contacts on them much, much more often than regular probation. Days, nights, they had to do 30 hours of something productive every week. School, work, community service. Well, for some of these kids, that was kind of tough. They didn't have jobs. People were reluctant to hire them for jobs. Some got kicked out of every school in the area. And you can only pick up trash for so long. So one of the guys, his hobby was racing pigeons, homing pigeons. And so he spearheaded this pigeon program for probation. And the kids were involved in every aspect of it. The goal was to expose these kids to something new and different. The hope was that they would be responsible, care for, love this bird, so that eventually maybe they would care for, be responsible for, love themselves and others. Like I said, they were involved in every aspect. We had people come in, teach them about all the different pigeons and how it works. They wrote letters asking for donations and supplies, even asking for donated pigeons. They built the pigeon coop behind the probation office, and it took off. Eventually, they started doing presentations for various legal conferences and things in the state. And I remember the first conference we went to. Piled all the kids in the van. I think we took a couple of pigeons as well and drove up to Phoenix and got to this hotel in Scottsdale. Great big ballroom. And they unloaded everything, set up their posters and whatnot up on the stage, and gave this presentation. And after they were finished, they came back to the table, and we were going to have lunch. Lunch with everybody in this great big ballroom. And we had to teach them dining room etiquette. No, that's a water glass, that's a wine glass. Let me take the wine glass from you. Different forks. They had never experienced that before. Cloth napkins. No, the napkin goes in your lap. Well, new experience for them. About halfway through the meal, we noticed that one of the girls was gone. She was on my caseload. So I'm thinking, oh, great. She absconded. She ran away. We're going to spend the rest of the day driving all over Phoenix looking for her. We didn't have to go far. Found her in the lobby. She was there on a couch. Just bawling her eyes out. We finally got her to calm down and able to speak. She kept rocking back and forth, tears coming down her face, mumbling, I shouldn't be here. I'm not dressed right. I'm not ready. I'm not worthy. I don't belong here. I've never been to a fancy meal like this. This isn't for me. That's kind of gut-wrenching when you hear a 14-year-old talk about that. Initially, I thought, what do you mean fancy meal? It's a rubber chicken lunch. And it's not very good. But she had never experienced anything like it. It was a totally whole new world for her. And for the other kids as well. I mean, they received a standing ovation for their presentation. I'm sure none of them ever had that happen to them before. They were able to interact with adults on an adult level. They had authority figures coming up to them, patting them on the back, wanting to shake their hands, telling them, you did a great job. That, I'm sure, was a new experience. To receive praise and honor from authority figures instead of being arrested or being sent off to detention. Totally new experience. It took me a long time, to realize that. I don't know whatever became of that girl. Periodically, I will search the court system and look up the names that I remember. I haven't come across her name. So that gives me hope. Hope that she is doing well. At the very least, that she is closer to the right path than the wrong path. It's in God's hand. But it really must have been an overwhelming experience, not just for her, but for all of those kids. And I hope that that day was a positive influence on all of them. You know, we have no idea. We have no clue what our presence will do for another. What a kind word or a kind gesture or unkind word, unkind gesture can do for another person. How it can make or break their day their week, maybe even their life. I challenge all of us, me included, this week, let's find someone. Someone we know, maybe a complete stranger. But lift them up with word or gesture, doing something for them. Lift them up to help another know that they are lovable, that they are worthy, that they have a seat at the banquet, just something, to have a positive effect in someone else's life this week. Just let's do something, each and every one of us, and then place it in God's hands and let Him take care of the rest.